Welcome back to the program. We are in the garden with Mr. Harper, Harper's Nursery. Now in your 60...
How many years
of the nursery? 68? Started at 45, 68. Wow, that's impressive. Ryan and Mesa, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
I got some grapes. Back about 2 years ago, I had they were about the size of a marble, a small marble, and I can't get them any bigger. I had once, like they said, 2 years ago, I had gotten the size of a big marble, but now I can't get them any bigger than a normal marble.
Well, a couple things you'd want to try. Number one, take off some of the clusters of grapes. Thin them. Don't let them all set on. That will help. Making sure you're fertilizing them properly with, you know, a citrus-type food or something, you know, fruit and vegetable-oriented on a regular basis will help. Of course, plenty of water will also help. But generally, the older the grapevine gets, the more it will support, the more the size of the grapes just tend to go up. And it can take a number of years to really get a good grapevine going to where it's really producing good clusters, good big clusters, and big clusters that are full of fruit. But you do need to thin them out. If you really want good quality, just like peaches or plums or any of those, if you let all of the fruit that tree will set come on, you just, same with grapes, you just won't get the really nice big quality fruit. So if you can settle for a lot of them, you're probably going to be small. If you really want nice big grapes, you just take some of those clusters off. Leave about one in every, you know, I'm going to say even like three or four off for every one you leave. So, you know, I like them about a foot apart. So if they're 12 to 18 inches apart throughout the vine, you should end up with some really nice grapes that way.
Now, we ended up with a Thompson grapevine last year, kind of mid to late fall. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get it in the ground until spring just because the area I wanted it, I had to finish getting it cat-proofed, basically, mm-hmm. and getting the soil tilled. And it was in a bucket. It came in probably, I don't know. I mean, we watered it regularly, but it took a toll. And when we put it in the ground, I mean, it hasn't grown at all. It's green, but it hasn't grown at all. Is it just going to take, I mean, how long will grapevines live? Is it going to take a year or two in the ground to get?
Well, as long as you've got green leaves on it and it's alive, it should take off. Now, it's not going to do much now that it's gotten hot. And you might see a little resurgence of growth in the fall, but hopefully it's rooting. The roots are developing. You might have ended up with some root damage. It was in a container a long time. Might not have gotten it watered as much as it really needed to be watered. So it can take a little while. But, you know, if it looks good, it's just not putting on new growth, then it's probably just needing to root first. And you're probably not going to see much of that till next spring at this point.
Just a decorative piece for now.
For now.
Getting ready for this fall. Now, what will is tomatoes. We planted. We never got much of a tomato production. How can we get a head start for the fall? Well, is there any extra precaution on those tomato plants?
Well, if you got tomatoes now and they've made it this long and you want to keep your tomatoes going into the fall, now you probably need to shade them and start applying some shade cloth on tomatoes and peppers to get them to survive, you know, through the hottest part of the summer. And a lot of people will do that and end up with pretty good production in the late summer and into the fall. Some people do plant a whole nother crop of tomatoes for fall production. You know, the problem with that is, you know, like last winter, we just about got them to where they were starting to produce fruit. Wham, the freeze hits. So it's a kind of a tricky little window. Probably the best way to have fall tomatoes is to keep these summer plants alive and growing on into the fall. So shade now would be almost the critical thing for about anything in your garden, if you can.
The 1-888-767-4348. We have Mr. Bill Mundell outside, director of the Registered Contractors, who'll be in here in studio momentarily. One last reminder, even when you're in your landscape garden, if you're hiring a professional service, they have to be licensed.
You bet. Landscape contractors, you know, if they're doing actual landscape construction, you know, which...
Digging,
planting, you know...
If they've never heard the term blue stake, they're probably not licensed.
That's right.
Just one of the things that it's a service that will come out and mark where all the underground utilities are, and something.
Well,
that
whether
really
you're
needs
using
to be
somebody
done,
or you're doing it yourself, you
it
should
needs
do
to
that.
Be done.
Yeah.
What's my Harper's newsletter that came out Thursday? I honestly, I've not. Can you give me a cheat? I hadn't had a chance to read it. What did I miss this week?
Well, of course, you know, we kind of run down the list of things that you've got to be looking for. We are starting to see some of the Tacoma caterpillar, for lack of a better word, some of the caterpillars that got on our orange bells and yellow bells late last summer and into the fall have started to reappear. Of course, the grape leaf skeletonizers, we've talked a lot about grapes today, but the little black and yellow striped caterpillar that loves to make a skeleton out of the leaves of grapevines, hence the name skeletonizer, those are in full force going on right now. So there's a lot of things like that, spider mites, different things going on in the garden. Of course, making sure you're mulching your gardens, make sure your water system's working properly, and, of course, fertilizer.
Oh, Amanda's doing great.